Hello, I am Daisy Mack, and this is Spiritual Mixtape. I am so happy that you are here. I am delighted to be back from our summer break and be sharing more episodes with you. I hope that you had a wonderful time, and I hope that you enjoyed our first episode, the walking meditation to connect to your signs. And following on from that episode, this is easily the topic I get most requested about, other than anxiety and breath work, on my social media. This is like the most lighthearted subject I get asked about, angel numbers, and I completely understand why. Before I even had my spiritual awakening, which happened in 2018, and we definitely have an episode about it, we'll link it in the show notes, I started seeing number sequences everywhere. Literally everywhere. And then I became obsessed with angel numbers. I had angel cards. I had all the things. I had angel readings because I felt change coming. And I wanted to anchor in to the, I wouldn't even call it positive, but to the part of me that knew who I was going to be after the changes. Because changes are scary, especially awakenings, you know, when you sort of look up and you're like, wow, nothing is quite like I thought it was. And for me to live a normal, healthy life again, I need to relearn everything I thought I knew. So all I wanted in that time period was to understand what the thread of growth meant for me, to anchor into the person I was becoming, not the person who was going through the change. Not that that person was bad or wrong or needed to be shed, just that person was yet to have the skills that I have today, and I needed someone to hold my hand, so I went to find my future self, and that's what I thought the angel numbers were giving me. So I feel like that's enough. I feel like I could talk to you about Lionsgate even more, because that's something else that everybody's been obsessed about on my social media, and so many of you have been asking me about it. 8-8 Lionsgate portal, 8th of August. You know what, we won't do that on this episode, but if you want it, if you do want an episode about those energy portals, like drop it in the my comments, hit me up, hello@spiritualmixtape.com, and let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to jump into this so that you can get to know more about these angel numbers. So this is very much a basics, a how-to guide, and if you stay tuned to the end of the episode, I have a surprise for those who want to dive deeper. But for now, what are angel numbers? Angel numbers are sequences that many believe are messages from angels, or if you're like me, from the universe, and that they offer guidance, reassurance, or insight into your life. So like I said about my journey back in sort of 2017, 2018, I was looking for reassurance about my path, and obviously my path went like a roller coaster all through to 2020. But the angel numbers were there, and they were so important, and they were just essential. I love angel numbers so much. But shall I give you a few that you can think about? Now, these are the ones, again, I polled this on my Instagram, and these were the ones that you all said you saw the most frequently. So 1111 or 1111 means new doors opening. Move through them, but do as you may. New doors are opening to you. This is very much a really clear sign that you're not even on the precipice. Like you are literally standing in front of the new door. And the thing that I really love when I'm guiding people, when people come work with me and they're like, I'm seeing it everywhere. I'm seeing it everywhere. I actually had a client who had a client who was seeing it everywhere recently. And I'm like, no joke, that person isn't just like approaching the door. That person was in the beginning of a new part of their career. So of course they were going to start seeing 1111 everywhere. Everywhere, because you're in it. You're in the first room, maybe even in the second room, like you're through the hallway. New doors are opening once you're in that hallway. It's like you've got into the property. I'm seeing like a castle, like Dungeons and Dragons. I'm sort of dating myself here because a lot of you might not remember that program, but you're in this amazing, it's not even a fairy tale, that's sort of epic castle vibe. You're in there already and you are surveying which room to move into next. And lucky for you, there are multiple rooms and there are no locks on these doors. You can explore them all. They're open to you. That's what 1111 means. And I think, like, I'll talk a little bit about this as we go on, but numbers are sequences. So when you see 1111, you're already past 111 or 11 or just one by itself. Like, you're already past those points. So if one is the beginning and you're there, you're at the start of the path, then 11 is that little bit further. You're into part two, chapter one, and then 111 is that bit before 1111. You know what I mean? It's a sequence. They're progressive journeys. You don't need to have an infinite knowledge of or a working knowledge of angel numbers to start to understand what these numbers mean to you. I had this amazing tarot teacher a few years ago who was all about us learning intuitively what the cards meant, rather than scholarly working through from medieval times to now the meaning of the Two of Wands. Her whole point to us was to always understand 0 to 9 as the chapters of the journey. So no matter whether you're in the Suits of Swords or the Suits of Wands, you are reading chapter 5 will always have the same, you're at the same point of the journey, you're at the midpoint. So you have midpoint themes, don't lose momentum, keep going. There's always a wobble somewhere around 5 or 6, you know. There's a lot of joy at the beginning and there's a lot of fatigue at the end, but you know you're close to the end, you've got to keep going. That's the same with angel numbers. If you are seeing 2s or 3s repeating, then you are, again, you're further down the journey than just seeing 1. If you see a lot of 8s or 9s, then you're completing a cycle. You're coming to the, what is it that you need to wrap up at this particular chapter? So there you go. I have a practical step for 1111 where I think, because it's the beginning of the manifestation, it is like you're really in the frequency, you're living in it, you've already manifested, you're halfway there, right? Like you're further than the one, or just the 11. So now, what is it that you want to manifest? What new opportunities are you ready to embrace? Like, these are questions that you should ask yourself. And in fact, I'm going to explain that a little bit more with 2. I think, yeah, but I actually have put this in. I'm looking at my show notes. I know that you could, like, not all of you are going to be watching this, so you will have no idea when I'm nattering away to myself. 2, 2, 2. By far, everybody's favorite number. People love it. People comment back to me, 2, 2, 2. partnerships and community. And again, this is the same in tarot. You'll see it in Two of Cups. It's a lot to do with balance, calling in the community. Same with the Wands. It's partnerships, collaborations, soulful connections. It's about expanding community and building meaningful relationships. Ugh, love it. So this is where angel numbers become exciting, or part, a way to use them as part of your life, to use them meaningfully. When you see 222, either on your phone, like if you're looking at the time, or you see it come up in your emails, this is a time to make a meaningful connection. So you use it as a sign from the universe to call that person that you've been thinking about, or if you're scared of calling people, text that person or email that person that you've been, or DM that person that you've been thinking about. Make a meaningful connection. You're literally being encouraged by the universe to act on the 222. You're being encouraged. Go forth, make it happen. Make the whole shebang. And you know what? I wasn't going to do this, but actually I'm just going to go straight to 333. Do I have time? We have time. I'm dropping in 333 as well. Expanding influence. So when we hit 3 in the journey, this is about new energy. You have got to the new doors. You have walked through the new doors. You've made partnerships and collaborations within these rooms. And now you are living with the new energy that these new rooms and new partnerships have created within you. And it's encouraging you, if you're seeing 333, because I've been seeing it a lot, so that's also why I wanted to add it in, to push beyond your limits and expand your influence. And I really don't want to hear anything from anyone of being like, I'm not of any info. I don't want to hear those old limiting worth stories. You are 100% of influence. You influence me. Come and influence me. Come and drop me again. Here's my email, hello@spiritualmixtape.com. Come and talk to me about your influence. Book yourself in for a vibe check. Come and speak to me if that's how you feel. Expand your reach. There's always someone that we want to be friends with. There's always a group that we want to be involved with. There's always something that we could do to further our energy that we've been too shy to, perhaps there's been worth issues. If you're seeing 333, that's your chance to act on the energy of breaking either an old habit, like truly getting rid of it, putting it aside, worth, little girl syndrome, whatever it is. Read that sign from the universe. That's how you can mindfully and meaningfully work with the energy of 333, but also the energy of angel numbers. So, because it's nice to see them, but if you're just like, oh yeah, that's great, and then you don't change anything about your life, the universe is talking to you and you're not listening. We all know how frustrating it is to talk to someone who's only half listening to us or not listening at all. The worst. Okay, well, we're going back to my show notes now, and we're back to 444. You are on the path of purpose. You are living authentically. You got to keep going. So 4 is always that moment in the journey where you're not quite halfway through. You can feel you're not far enough away from the good stuff and the thrill of the start of the journey to be disillusioned yet, but you might be a little bit fatigued and, you know, looking for a prize. This is your sign to trust the journey, to just keep on going. And it's a reminder that you are on the right path, that you are living authentically, and it's a sign to keep going, keep trusting. Now, the practical step, okay, the mindfulness here is to ask yourself where you currently are on your path and ask, are you living in alignment with your purpose? Are you living enough in alignment with your purpose that you can actually trust where you are? If the answer is no, half, maybe, then spend some time thinking about how over the next 6 months, we're about to come into eclipse season, actually. It's right there. It's like a few weeks away. So perhaps over the next 6 months, how are you going to get this path to feel more in alignment with purpose, more like your making meaningful steps every day or creating a life that you're fully engaged with. Okay, my final one is checking the time, always checking the time, never want to run over. 919. I was asked about this the other day, and for me, the answer was instant. And when I went and looked it up, I was like, damn, that's so true. I'm so glad angel numbers and me are on such a great journey that I can now feel them when they come into existence. 9, end of a journey. 1, the beginning of a journey. 9, the end of the journey. This is to do with a cycle ending, a new cycle beginning, but to trust that there will be another end. This is like it's a lot like 8, but without the 8, the infinity symbol, you know, like there is always an end, there is always a beginning, there is always an end again, like it's, and then we start over. And that's the beauty of life. And I thought I would just add that one in here because I don't get asked about it often, but I was asked about it this week. And after, I don't know, 6-7 years of working with angel numbers, I was like, finally, I'm reading the frequencies. I can meaningfully interpret, i.e. guess, what it means and come up trumps. So how to notice your angel numbers? Well, I think you all do. I feel like this isn't too hard, but my biggest suggestion would be to slow down and take a look at life as it comes by you. License plates are a great way of noticing. I see number sequences a lot on emails, actually. The email arrives at 3:33. I've got a 222 emails in my inbox to read. Start to pay attention to when, you know what, another really good one that I see is when a friend texts you and it's like 111 1111. Pay attention to those as well, especially like if a friend texts you at or emails you, calls you at 222. That's someone you've got to be in partnership with. Whether you're deepening your friendship, whether you're doing a business relationship together, that is someone you should connect with more. So I hope that helps. I hope that you can feel into your numbers a little bit more and that's answered some of the biggest frequently asked questions. For those who've listened this far, I would love you to know that I have an angel number guide. I also want to say, this isn't pretty. On the whole, I work by myself. I have an amazing team that produce my podcast. I have an amazing person called Maya who does all of my software. And when I'm in this creation mode, building episodes for you, making guides to give away, this is all me. So the guide that I have for you, it's pure PDF Word document. I haven't even put photos in yet, but hopefully by the time this episode comes out, it looks a little bit prettier than it does today. But if you want to see like a breakdown of what each number means, it's all in there. There's a guide to connect with the numbers and to feel them. So if you've got this far, I'd love you to download that guide. It's in the show notes. You are so welcome to have it. And that's it. Let's just recap this episode though. Make sure we all know where we're at. But angel numbers is the most requested, easy come, easy go, joyful part of spirituality. Like I was saying, I do get asked about anxiety a lot, but angel numbers tends to be a little lighter and a little bit more fun. So that's what we're concentrating on today. And what else should we recap here? I'm not very good at this. The numbers, they're always on a path. So if you're seeing 1s, it's the beginning of a journey, 5s, it's the middle of a journey, and 9s, the end of a journey. Don't be scared if you're seeing 9s. Just understand that something is ready to close. And you need that energy to close out so that it can be freed up elsewhere for you, so that your attention, your focus can be freed up elsewhere. We recapped on numbers 1111, 222, 333, 444-919. If you want the other numbers, and you're not worried about it being pretty, then download the guide. It's all there for you. It is literally everything I use to write my social media put into a Word document so that you can read it too. And how to notice your angel numbers. Slow down. Don't expect them just to be via numbers on your phone, via time. They could be anywhere. They could be I do see them on my emails a lot. They could be license plates is a good one. It could be things in magazines, things on TV, something your friend says, the cost of something. People say that a lot as well. They see it on receipts. They see it when they're when they've paid for something somewhere. So just allow the universe to talk to you in all of its many forms. And that's it. I want to say thank you to everyone. Thanks for coming back after the summer break. I love being back with you. I so love going into fall with you, although we've kind of still got a bit of summer left, haven't we? Sign up to the guide if you want it. I would love you to have it. I'd love you to start using angel numbers. They are a gateway to spirituality like nothing else, because they are joyful. They hold such a happy vibration. And that's it for now. If you've enjoyed this episode, I know I'm slightly out of practice, definitely a bit rough around the edges. I think I probably was always, but please do leave a review. The more that we can share this podcast with people, the more I can continue to make meditation and breathwork accessible for all. Thank you so much for being here today. It's always a blast. See you later.